This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The City of Philadelphia and the University of Pennsylvania are in the process of investigating how they still had human remains of some victims of the 1985 MOVE bombing, nearly four decades after they were thought to have been buried. WHYY's Ximena Condi reports it's the latest chapter in a long but forgotten history of mishandling the remains.
The serious problems began almost as soon as the fire on Osage Avenue was out. The city killed 11 members of the Black Liberation Group, including five children, when police dropped explosives on their West Philly headquarters. Pathologists working for the City of Philadelphia allowed a crane to excavate the remains, which were already badly damaged, and evidence was further destroyed in the process. Once at the morgue, the remains were stored in refrigerators set 20 degrees warmer than the industry standard, accelerating decomposition, and pathologists didn't run key tests during the autopsies.
The pathologists did not take lateral x-rays of the remains, although the equipment and expertise to do so was present.
That's Barbara Grant, a former journalist who covered the aftermath. She's reading from a final report produced in 1986 by a commission tasked with investigating the bombing. Two pages summarize how the medical examiner's office mishandled the recovery of the victims' remains and the autopsies.
As a result, the pathologists failed to discover metallic fragments, including firearms ammunition, in six of the bodies.
That's also what Grant found when she teamed up with other journalists at the Legal Intelligencer to look into what city pathologists had missed. Those metallic fragments indicate that some of the victims may have been shot before they were burned in the fire. The MOVE Commission would later find that by not taking toxicology samples in a timely manner or running x-rays, the medical examiner's office also could not conclusively cite the cause of death. The carbon monoxide from the fire could have killed the victims, or the 10,000 rounds of ammunition, which police fired into the home in the span of 90 minutes. These details are well recorded, however, have been forgotten by many Philadelphians in part because so many key documents have not been digitized. Shannon McLaughlin Rooney wrote her PhD on how media covered the bombing and how the day is remembered. She's just one voice calling for a second commission into what happened on May 13th, 1985, and the days since.
I think a second commission could pull together some of the living history and memory and present it to the city in a way that people can start to understand what really happened.
A new commission could also help explain why some of the remains were not returned to the Africa family. Four mothers of children in the MOVE house were in prison at the time of the bombing, including Sue Africa, who lost her son Tommaso in the blaze.
The way that they burnt our house down, I didn't even know there would be any bones left because that's how bad that inferno was.
She says she didn't know fellow MOVE member Gerald Ford Africa had power of attorney and handled the burials of some of the victims.
Nobody came to us and told us anything about remains. Nobody came to us and said anything about being buried, those remains being taken care of.
In April, 36 years later, Sue Africa learned some bone fragments were still in the hands of anthropologists with ties to the University of Pennsylvania and Princeton University. These are experts who helped the city identify remains in the first days of recovery.
When I was told about somebody said there was remains, I was shocked.
We are learning more about the disposal of bombing victims' remains that led to the resignation of Philadelphia's health commissioner.
The following month, city officials revealed that additional remains had been sitting in a refrigerated section of the medical examiner's office for decades. Former health commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley resigned after confessing he had ordered the remains to be cremated in 2017, though no one carried out the order. Addressing Farley's departure, Mayor Jim Kenney said he couldn't imagine what the MOVE family was going through.
All of the things that this particular group of people, this family went through in the last 40, 50 years, on top of that, the Penn and Princeton issue, and on top of that, now the city's disclosure, I would have handled it differently and much more sensitively.
Barbara Grant, who covered the bombing in the 80s, says she can't understand how the remains could have been kept just miles from the victims' family members for all these years.
I just think it was disgusting to find out that even at this point, people are still causing pain and anguish for the MOVE survivors.
MOVE supporters have taken to the streets demanding those connected to the mishandling of the remains be held accountable. The city and Penn have promised to investigate what happened, but the mothers and friends of the MOVE victims say those investigations won't bring their family back. Their one request is for the release of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who is serving a life sentence for the killing of a Philadelphia police officer. Sue Africa and other MOVE members argue Abu-Jamal was framed because he supported their cause.
What we want from the city of Philadelphia to prove that they're going to do right by the MOVE organization, we want justice for Mumia. We want Mumia freed.
Still, Sue Africa says the family wants to be reunited with the remains of their loved ones and to bury them according to their beliefs. Himanakandi, WHYY News.